Chapter 2. Getting Ready. 3 weeks later, we were sitting in my garden eating crisps and making plans. We'd agreed to meet 2 days before the trip to shop for provisions and get organized. Dad had promised to drive us to the boat at Kingston with all our stuff. "Right," said Freddy. "Let's make lists. John, get some paper and a pencil." I passed him the things and he became very serious and controlling. "Let's start with food," said Freddy, not surprisingly. "We'll need tins of meat and fish."
"Wait a minute," said Guy. "Why should we take tinned fish when we can catch fresh fish in the river?"
"That's true," said Freddy. "Have you got a fishing rod, John?"
I had one. I got it as a birthday present, but I had only used it once or twice and hadn't caught a thing.
"Of course," I said and added quickly, "let's get back to that food list."
We argued for a while about which sausages to buy, how many eggs we needed, and whether to cook soup ourselves or buy the tinned kind. Eventually, we decided to choose food when we got to the supermarket. Dad reluctantly agreed to lend us the van to go shopping.
"Just make sure that you bring it back in one piece, John," he said.
Freddy and Guy thought he was being funny and laughed, but I didn't laugh. In the supermarket, we walked up and down the aisles and loaded 2 large trolleys with bottles, packets, tins, fruit, vegetables, and eggs. While we were waiting at the checkout, Freddy said, "I'll go to the shop next door and get paraffin for the oven." Guy and I pushed the 2 loaded trolleys to the car park and lifted all the heavy bags into the van. Freddy got back just as we finished. The van was now so full that there was hardly any room for the 3 of us.
"You should have packed everything in boxes," said Freddy. "Bags take up too much room. Get some big cardboard boxes from the supermarket, Guy."
Freddy reminded me a lot of my Uncle Charlie. He never wasted energy doing things himself if someone else could do them for him. He was always willing to do jobs in the house as long as others did the carrying and running. We unloaded all the bags and started to repack the things in boxes. Freddy kept watch for passing cars, and Guy handed me things. I packed the boxes efficiently, putting the heavy stuff underneath. Then I asked Guy to pass me the fruit and the eggs. Just as he was passing me the eggs, Freddy saw a car reversing next to us and shouted, "Watch out!" The eggs fell from my hands, and we all looked helplessly at the sticky yellow mess spreading across the floor of Dad's van and dripping onto the ground.
"Oh no," I said. "Dad will kill me if he sees this."
The only thing we could find to mop up the mess was an old grey jacket lying on the back seat of the van. With that and the help of a bottle of lemonade, we cleaned it up and covered the stain with boxes. The old jacket went into the supermarket rubbish bin. I hoped that it wasn't my dad's. Later that evening, when we were watching television with Mum and my sister, Dad came in.
"Has anyone seen my grey jacket?" he asked.
The 3 of us looked at each other guiltily.
"You probably left it at work," said Mum. "Anyway, it's time you got a new jacket."
Freddy almost choked when Mum added,
"That jacket should be in the rubbish bin."
Next day, it took us a while to get back to our lists. We had too much to talk about.
"We'll swim every day," I said happily.
I exercised regularly and I was in great shape. I loved swimming and looked good in a swimsuit.
"You can, but I'll sunbathe," was Freddy's reply.
and we'll all do a little simple cooking. And play cards, added Guy. Guy was a genius at cards and regularly won all our pocket money from us. There was some disagreement about the sleeping arrangements. Let's put up a tent and camp on the riverbank, said Guy. Bad idea, I said. We haven't got a tent anymore after last summer's fiasco. We laughed when we remembered our camping weekend the previous summer. There had been a strong wind, but after pulling and pushing for a couple of hours, we had finally got the tent up. Sometime during the night, I felt rain on my face. The wind had blown the tent away, and everything was soaking wet. It's not important, Guy replied. The weather forecast says that it's going to be fine. We'll sleep on the deck under the stars. Guy had a lot more faith in the British weather forecast than I had. Right, let's get back to the lists, said Freddy. So far, I've got a fishing rod, a paraffin stove, sleeping bags, and some towels. What else do we need? We could save space by sharing one towel, Guy suggested. There was absolutely no way I was going to share a towel with Guy, although I suppose we could always have pushed him into the river if he needed a bath. One towel each, I said firmly. We agreed that we didn't need many clothes, as we could wash them in the river if necessary. A torch was essential, and matches, a tin opener, a frying pan, and a pot. We loaded the van to be ready for an early start the next day, and finally, we went to bed.